You are Locked On Panthers, your daily Carolina Panthers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, as always, Julian Council, talking Carolina Panthers with you every Monday through Friday, your team every day. That's what we do here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Make sure to watch the show and subscribe to the show on YouTube. Never do you want to miss out on any of our live episodes that we do there on our YouTube channel. If you ever do, it's okay. We're on all the traditional podcasting platforms where you can check out all of those live stream shows there on the podcast feed. So whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Stitcher, or whatever else is out there, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show over there on Locked On Panthers and all the other cool parts of the Locked On Podcast Network. And be sure to follow me on Twitter at Julian Council, where every single Friday I answer weekly Friday mailbag questions. To participate, either at me at Julian Council, team me at Julian Council, or leave a comment here on today's show so I can get to your questions coming up on this Friday here on Locked On Panthers. It is a holiday weekend, so we will see how that might change the schedule. And apologies for getting this out a little bit late. Another weekend, another wedding. And to be honest with y'all, after spending time at those things, I have no energy to come record an episode Sunday evening to put out for Monday morning. So here I am Monday afternoon getting you the episode. So I apologize for anyone who woke up this morning and was wondering, where the hell is the episode of Locked On Panthers? I am here. It's also a very slow time of the year. That's okay. We're going to talk about the quarterbacks once again here on the show. And today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline, where the game starts. And, oh, God, I'm just so sick of it. I just cannot believe we're sitting here May 23rd on a Monday night. And yet again, I'm waking up on a Monday morning reading reports about how the Carolina Panthers are still trying to figure out what they're going to do at quarterback. We've known all offseason long, the Carolina Panthers were going to add to the quarterback group. It was not just going to be Sam Darnold. It was not just going to be P.J. Walker. It was going to be somebody else. It might have been Deshaun Watson. As we know, that didn't work out. They tried to look at guys like Baker Mayfield, who we're going to talk about here in a short few moments, Jimmy Garoppolo as well. And we got the draft time, and they traded up in the third round to get Matt Corral, where maybe you would think that the Carolina Panthers are done. But the Panthers insist that Matt Corral is someone that they're trying to develop and bring along slowly. And if that's the case, Sam Darnold is not going to have any sort of competition be pushed forward to be a better player in 2022. And the Carolina Panthers cannot feel comfortable with what they have on the roster, as Corral's a rookie, learn the offense, which apparently he's doing a good job so far coming along there. But still, I don't know what the expectations really should be for a guy drafted in the third round. And then P.J. Walker, who is 2-0 as a starter, but QB wins are not a stat, is not an upgrade from Sam Darnold. So that leaves you at this point in time with Sam Darnold as the odds-on favorite to be the week one starter and to maybe grab a hold of that position. But here's the problem. We've all seen Sam Darnold play, whether it was with the Jets for 3 years or last year in Carolina. We've seen that Sam Darnold, up until this point in his career, is not a high-level starting quarterback and not even a mid-level starting quarterback. He's just someone that you cannot depend on to take care of the football, to be healthy, and to just execute at that position, which leaves the Panthers still wondering whether they should risk it and see if maybe with Ben McAdoo, Sam Darnold can figure things out. Well, don't know if they want to do that at all. According to Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback on SportsIllustrated.com, he came out on Monday morning writing in his Monday morning quarterback article saying new offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo had hopes he could turn Sam Darnold around, and there's reason for cautious optimism there coming back from the weekend following the team's first week of on-field work. Darnold made a big jump. Meanwhile, rookie Matt Corral picked up the offense nicely, coming from Lane Kiffin's simplistic RPO-heavy scheme out of Ole Miss. He flashed competitiveness and a whip for a right arm, has had no issues through lighter install days, and managed himself well through the heavier installs. Corral is lights out after the snap, but still swimming mentally a little before the snap. So where does that leave the Panthers? The two operative questions along those lines then are whether Darnold can build enough belief in those around him after the way he last year went and how quickly Corral comes along. I don't think Carolina has the answer to either one of those questions yet and may not for a while, which leaves the door open for Baker Mayfield. But for now, they're monitoring the situation with how the spring goes for Darnold and Corral, one way or the other over the next month, a big variable that could change their posture of Cleveland. Of course, if the Browns eat more salary sooner, I think the possibility exists he could be moved to Carolina or Seattle in the next few weeks. So again, the Carolina Panthers quarterback situation remains in flux here on May 23rd as the Panthers have started organized team activities, which is just crazy that we're even talking about this at the end of the month of May with you next week, that there's still this much doubt on whether they're going to add somebody and who's going to be the week one starter here in Carolina. Corral's learning the offense. Of course, Sam Darnold's also learning the offense. But Sam Darnold has experience of being in NFL offenses, understanding the verbiage that goes into these complex schemes, which is a little bit more than obviously what Matt Corral is dealing with the what Albert Breer describes as a simplistic RPO-heavy scheme that he ran at Ole Miss under Lane Kiffin. And Panthers said that they want to give him time. So, okay, let's give him time. Let's not rush him out there and have him start week one against the Cleveland Browns, whether Deshaun Watson starting, whether it's Jacoby Brissett, does not matter. Let's not rush Matt Corral to be the week one starter. Now, if he proves from this point to that point now, then that he's the best option for the Panthers, then, well, hell, by all means, I guess let's go out there and do it. But as I've told y'all before, and I'll tell you again now, if they really want to develop him, then he's not here to push Sam Darnold. And they need to find someone to push Sam Darnold because that's not going to be PJ Walker. And if they want to find someone to push Sam Darnold, do it now. Don't do it in a month. It's just insane to me that they are going to sit here and hope and wish and pray that Sam Darnold finally figures it out during OTAs and mandatory minicamp. This doesn't mean anything. Yes, the first 3 weeks of last season, three and a half, you want to talk about the first half of the Dallas game. Darnold looked like someone who you could win football games with, and the Panthers did win football games with. But then starting in that second half against Dallas, he was the same guy that we've seen throughout his career and who we saw the rest of the season there in Carolina. Looked fine in that Week 18 game against Tampa, but Sam Darnold is just not someone you can depend on right now. So if you can't trust him, which I don't see why they would have any belief that they can trust him. And I know that they're cautiously optimistic that he might figure it out, which was what they were last year when they ignorantly traded away a second, fourth, and a sixth rounder for a guy who was terrible in New York. That cannot be the long-term plan. Or not, it's not the long-term, but that really can't be enough for you to sit there and feel comfortable. And I've been someone who's totally fine with them wanting to roll with Sam Darnold because it makes more sense than just like, oh, hey, let's just go ahead and bring somebody in. But if you want to bring somebody in, then just do it now instead of waiting. I said this a week ago, and I guess I'm going to keep saying it every single Monday because more reports about this are going to keep coming out every single Monday. Now, the Baker Mayfield thing, someone asked me on the Friday mailbag last week whether he would actually come in here and save Matt Rhule's job because he hasn't saved any jobs with the guys in Cleveland. While that person completely ignored how Hugh Freeze was 1-31 in Cleveland coming off an 0-16 season before Baker Mayfield even stepped foot in Cleveland. So Hugh Jackson was cooked, and then Freddie Kitchens had no business ever being the Browns coach. Don't think that was Baker Mayfield. First time he gets a real head coach, they go to the playoffs. Last year he gets injured. Baker, if you watch them play, is far better than Sam Darnold. And that's just not even a debate. Now, you can debate whether he actually is a long-term answer in Carolina, which I would probably lean to say probably not. But still, he offers some level of an upgrade to the guy who's the incumbent than what they have currently on the roster in Corral, who we'll see, and in PJ Walker, who, well, we know. Now, the money, Cleveland, I don't know what they're doing. Joe Person, who was on with us last week, covers the Panthers for The Athletic, was talking about the Browns only want to pay $2 or $3 million, which is just wild to me. If they get to a point where they have to cut him, what if he signs with a team? Baker can sign for the league minimum, like $1 million, and in Cleveland will still have to pay $17 million. So why not go ahead, trade him away, avoid having to pay too much? Like you're gonna pay more than $3 million or two, whatever the hell it was, and actually get compensation back, opposed to, well, cutting him, then being saddled with that large number that they don't want to deal with. So if the Panthers want to make the move now. Don't wait until after mandatory minicamp next month. Don't wait until, you know, the end of the week. Just get it done right now. that makes the most sense, at least when it comes to Baker Mayfield, because he's able to go out there and perform coming off of the shoulder surgery that's on his non-throwing shoulder. He can be there to learn the offense, be in-house, meet his teammates. So what are we doing? May 23rd, and the quarterback situation remains in flux. Now, Baker's not the only quarterback, of course, who we're still having these conversations about. Nick Foles, he's off the board as he signed with Frank Reich, who helped him win a Super Bowl MVP a couple years ago in Philadelphia. He's now in Indianapolis Colts, so he's not going to be here in Carolina. But Jimmy Garoppolo, apparently the Niners still want to trade him. And would that make sense here in Carolina? I guess we'll keep having this conversation as we're never going to stop talking about the quarterback situation here in Carolina, it feels like. So we'll get into more of that here in just a moment on Locked On Panthers. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Okay, so the Carolina Panthers apparently still trying to figure out what they want to do at quarterback. They have Sam Darnold on the roster, and if they were to play a game not today or tomorrow or next week, he would be the starting quarterback. But as we know, they don't play a game today or tomorrow or next week, so it does not really matter if he would be the starter then. But as we look at the roster, probably going to be the guy, if nothing changes, who would be trotting out there, oh my goodness, at Bank of America Stadium week one against the Cleveland Browns. We have P.J. Walker back there as the backup. And then Matt Corral, who could very well take over P.J. Walker's position as the backup quarterback here on the Panthers roster. And they might only carry two quarterbacks. Or will they carry more as the Panthers are still in flux and trying to figure out what they want to do? They tried to trade for Baker Mayfield. The Browns wouldn't pay enough of the salary. Panthers are like, yeah, we're not going to pay nearly $19 million for Sam Darnold, and then about $16 million for Baker Mayfield. That's $35 million tied up in, well, average to mediocre, terrible quarterbacks. That wouldn't make a ton of sense at all. And we've done a lot of dumb things. But Scott Fair and the Panthers brass said, let's not be that dumb. Let's be a little bit smarter, a little bit more prudent this year instead of getting taken the town by the Cleveland Browns. So in Cleveland, I don't really see how they have any leverage at all, but apparently they do, as they are still going to sit there and wait and see, as Mayfield's not going to be at OTAs up in Cleveland, and Deshaun Watson took the whole offense on vacation to the Bahamas to have a team building seminar and do trust falls and all that kind of stuff. So, hey, good for you, Deshaun. If you even get to play with the team this season, the NFL is going to figure out that whole situation out soon. And that's, of course, pertinent here to Carolina, as that is the week one opponent. Now, it's also pertinent to Carolina what's going to happen with Jimmy Garoppolo, as they are still a team that could be in on Garoppolo, as, again, according to Albert Breer of the Monday Morning Quarterback on Sports Illustrated, that the Panthers quarterback situation is in flux here on May 23rd. He wrote on Monday morning saying San Francisco, for what it's worth, has had an open line of communication with Garoppolo's camp the last few months, and both sides are willing to be flexible to find the best situation for the 30-year-old who's led the Niners to two NFC title games over the last 3 years. And that means if a team's out there wanting to renegotiate the final year of his contract, which has $24.8 million on it, and it's not guaranteed as part of a trade, the opportunity is there to do it, and other teams know it. The hope here, of course, is that where the Niners' deliberate slow play in March didn't really work out, after the quarterback's delayed decision to have rotator cuff surgery, they hope resolution of the Watson, Wilson, blah, blah, blah stuff would figure that out. A similar attack could work here with Garoppolo's shoulder on the mend. Presumably, he could throw for a team in early July to show his progress, and there's potential for latecomers to the quarterback trade table. We'll see if it works out. So Garoppolo talking to, well, at least his camp is talking to the 49ers about, hey, let's get me out of here. You guys want Trey Lance to be the guy. You get to see him firsthand now the next couple weeks, this month. So let's do it. And maybe I'll be healthy enough to throw the football in July. And if the team goes out there and sees it, like Carolina, and they say, that guy, I want him, we can figure out the contract situation. Yes, Panthers have the most cap space. They can't take on all that contract. They can try and find a way to pay him something far more reasonable than $24.8 million, which, again, according to Albert Breer, is not guaranteed. Now, the problem with Garoppolo is he's injured. And as I've had the conversation with you, and Joe Person even alluded to it last week, the Panthers have already dealt with a quarterback with shoulder issues here, and that was Cam Newton when David Tepper, the owner, first got here back in 2018. We saw Cam look great in the beginning of the season, start off 6-2, and then we saw how things fell apart there in the second half of the season as his shoulder and his body literally just failed him that year. And then coming back, had the foot injury, then just did not look right either way at the beginning of 2019. And, well, that was the last that we thought we'd ever see of Cam until last year, when we still did not see the super man that we had seen back in 2015, of course, when he won the MVP, and even in 2017, the last time the Carolina Panthers went to the Super Bowl, went to the playoffs. So I don't really think that David Tepper and the Panthers organization want to bring in a guy who's never been an MVP and probably never will be, and I would be shocked if he ever becomes one, why they would want to bring him in opposed to when they've already had a deal with that situation with Newton in the past. Like, I do think that if had Jimmy G been healthy and not had to have this apparently rotator cuff surgery, which is not great, that he would probably be the preferred option here in Carolina. And maybe there's a thing that would make a little bit more sense of, okay, if you want to wait next month and see what Darnold looks like and to see what Matt Corral looks like, that maybe it makes a little bit more sense to get Jimmy G, because, well, it's not like he can throw anyway. So you are afforded to have a little bit more patience. Whereas with Baker, it's like, well, he's also coming off his own shoulder surgery, but on the non-throwing shoulder, he could actually be available throughout this off-season workout program. So if you want to have him, just go ahead and have him here and working out. Where Garoppolo, well, he can't really work out anyway, so I guess there's not much of a rush to get him in here, other than, of course, you know, him learning the offense prior to getting down to training camp in Spartanburg on a campus of Wofford College. It's just the options aren't great. And we've gone over them ad nauseum, and I'm just so tired of having to talk about it. But this is really the only pertinent news that we have, the Carolina Panthers, at this point in time. Like, it's May. There's not a lot going on. They are running around in shorts and trying to learn a new offense, and we're going to get all these puff pieces about how, oh, man, this player looks really good. Like, it's going to be – we're not quite in that season yet where best shape of his life season, that's in July – in early August when we get down to Spartanburg, that's when we get all that kind of stuff. It's like, wow, this could be a breakout season for such and such player. We will see if that's actually true. We're not quite there yet, but we're still in that portion of the offseason where it's like, okay, well, they're doing some work. Yeah, man, Darnold looked kind of good this weekend. Oh, what does it really mean? Because we know when he sees live bullets, football bullets, that is, that he's not really up to snuff. So how much optimism can there really be? Like, I like Jimmy Garoppolo. We've gotten to this point in the NFL where every team is just looking for just that great quarterback. And not every team is going to have a great quarterback. Not every team is going to have a Patrick Mahomes, a Josh Allen, a Aaron Rodgers, obviously a Tom Brady. It's just, but teams are now not as patient as they used to be. Where the Niners, you look at it, it's like, okay, well, every time Jimmy's been healthy, and he's had his injury issues, but when he's been healthy, the Niners have won. They've been to the Super Bowl. They should have won that Super Bowl game. And then they went to the NFC title game last year, and they probably should have won that NFC title game there in LA, who they had beat a couple weeks ago to even make the playoffs. Like, the Niners are a good team. They're a team that's set up to try to win right now. And they're, gosh, now trying to move on from Jimmy because they don't think he's the right guy. And it's just crazy because a decade ago, you wouldn't have a team doing that. They would be like, oh, we got a quarterback who's helped us get to that far twice. Maybe we can get it done with him. Now it's like, all right, well, hey, if he's not looking good in 2 years, then let's move on. Like the Jets, if Zach Wilson has a bad year, they might be like, all right, well, thanks, bye. That's what they did with Darnold. This is the fifth-year option situation. Like, hey, he was not good for 3 years, and then Joe Douglas didn't actually draft him, so let's move on. Just the patience is not the same. And Garoppolo's at least achieved some things in the league. And Mayfield has achieved, at least once in his career, playoff opportunity and won a game. So both of those guys would be upgrades from Darnold, but do the Panthers see that? Do they want competition? All that kind of stuff that we talked about for the last couple months. And those still, for whatever reason, remain a question today. And that's kind of the concerning part of all this is, okay, the Panthers, I know they're obsessed with finding a quarterback. We all know that. And they finally gave the fans some semblance of hope by drafting Matt Corral. I think a lot of fans have, well, let's not say a lot, but I think there's been some portion of the fan base that's gone overboard, and maybe they'll be right in the end by declaring that Corral is the guy long-term that they want to see in week one and all that. But it's like, okay, guys, let's just be honest with ourselves and see how things typically work out about third round picks. And you can try and tell yourself the best as much as you want that, hey, he slipped and that he really isn't a third round talent. Well, the NFL kind of told you how they felt about these quarterbacks throughout this entire draft process. And well, you saw where they all landed and now what the expectations really are for them long-term. Like, Atlanta, are we sure Desmond Ridder is going to be the long-term guy there? Same thing with Malik Willis in Tennessee. Like, are we sure? Is he really an upgrade from Tannehill? I don't know. That's something for them to find out. But for Carolina to still be in this position with this portion of the offseason going on, where they're out there learning the offense, doing install, and they're still trying to figure out if they want to add somebody, it's concerning. Because I love the way that they've done team building throughout this offseason. Draft, you only had a couple picks, whatever. I think the draft went fine. You filled some holes. At least you attempted to do that throughout the draft weekend last month. But you're still trying to find a quarterback, and you're still just turning over every stone. And until you find that guy, I do understand the aggressiveness. But the aggressiveness is what led them in a situation where they're sitting here with Corral developing and with Darnold as the likely week one starter and still like, damn, are we where we want to be? No, they're not where they want to be, but they got to build it the right way. And finally drafting someone makes sense, even though you can look at that move and say that they really drafted one just to draft one. He might turn out to be the guy, but still, it seems like they really drafted one just to draft one. And now, hey, that's the right approach after being desperate and getting turned down by Russell Wilson and by Deshaun Watson and by Matthew Stafford. But to sit here in late May, OTA starting, and to still be in flux, just more of the same that we've seen over the last couple years that has the Panthers in a situation where ESPN.com thinks that they have the worst roster in the league. So yeah, let's get this thing figured out. Well, OTAs, or I guess really OTA, because it's activities, but either way, organized team activities going on this week, starting off this week. I believe they started here on Monday. It was raining here in Charlotte. And this is a massive opportunity for Sam Darnold as the quarterback situation remains in flux. We'll talk about that here in just a moment on Locked On Panthers. This episode of Locked On Panthers is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? Yeah, computers have access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. I'm talking about your smartphone, folks. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you can need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find solutions to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. So the Panthers are trying to figure out what they want to do at quarterback, and in large part because they traded a second, fourth, and sixth round pick last year for Sam Darnold, and with the hopes that, hey, he's young, he loves ball, he's got a good arm, he's a good athlete, and he just seems to be in the right structure. And with Joe Brady, with DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, his ex-teammate, with Christian McCaffrey, Matt Rule, who loved him when he interviewed with the Jets. We've got a stable situation here in Carolina. He's going to have a lot of success. Looked good for the first 3 weeks, three and a half. And then after that, it was terrible, because that is what Sam Darnold has been throughout his career here in the NFL. He's been one of the least efficient quarterbacks over the last two decades, but still somehow has survived to this point this offseason and would be the week one starter, if I would have to guess, as long as the Panthers don't make any sort of changes here over the next couple weeks and month. And that's the thing, too, for Darnold, as there's cautious optimism, according to Albert Breer, coming off of the weekend, that hey, he's picking up the offense, he looks good, he's got confidence, I don't know, whatever. The same stuff that you read, the press clippings that don't matter at all, because we know what the film says, and the film says that, well, he's not very good. throughout a course of a season and can't stay healthy. But still, he has an opportunity. And I'm someone who's willing to give him an opportunity, even though I'm someone who has really not a lot of faith at all in Sam Darnold's ability to have success in the National Football League, just based off of, well, what I've seen from him so far. But he still has an opportunity right now to convince the Panthers that, hey, I'm your guy. Because that's all Scott Fitter's wanted him to do. That's all he's wanted from someone to do in this organization, is to take control of that quarterback position. He talked about it at the Combine up in Indy back in March, how we need someone to stabilize that position. And they thought last year, when they traded those three picks away for the former number three overall pick out of USC, that he could come in and take control and stabilize it. That did not happen. PJ Walker's not going to stabilize it, and it appears that they have no interest in bringing Cam Newton to potentially stabilize a position that once was his, and he played at a level with the Panthers into the playoffs 4 to 5 years, and of course, he was the MVP of the entire freaking league back in 2015. That's what the Panthers want from Sam Darnold. That's what they're still giving an opportunity to do. Now, that opportunity might go away if he does not show the leadership, which I don't know if it's ever going to be there, just based off his leadership style, and if he even just is able to get people behind him. Like, does he inspire confidence when he goes out there and plays? And from his play, if he wants to lead by example, it doesn't look like it. But still, there's an opportunity for him. And you don't have to be the rah-rah kind of guy. But the thing that they say about Matt Corral, though, is that his teammates love him at Ole Miss. He has that aura about him that you need from your quarterback, where guys will follow him. And are people on this Panthers team, do they follow Sam Darnold? Do they want to follow Sam Darnold? In this situation with Ben McAdoo, who the Panthers hope and think can help him, and the Panthers have said multiple times now that they think that Sam can take a leap. He can only take a leap. Hopefully he's not leaping off the cliff further, but he can only take a leap forward. You would think, after everything that we've seen from him, that it can only get better. It can't possibly get any worse than this. I think, you think, we think, this is his opportunity. He has the chance. This, starting off this week and the rest of the month and next month, until they get that break for 7 weeks or whatever it is, until they go down to Spartanburg, this is Sam Darnold's chance to take control of the offense, leadership of this organization, this football team, and show them that, no, you don't need to get Baker Mayfield. No, you don't need to get banged up Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm your guy. I can get this done. I can be your leader. So now or never, Sam, because they've tried like hell to replace you, and somehow you are still standing, and I kind of applaud you and also question the universe and how this is even possible. But still, this is your chance, so take advantage of it. Or, well, they might actually find a replacement next time. But we'll see. All right, that's going to wrap it up here for this edition of Locked On Panthers Podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, hosted by yours truly, Julian Council. Again, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, Google Podcasts, any of the traditional podcasting platforms. You can also watch every single episode of the show over on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe there so you never miss out on any of our live content that we do. And be sure to follow me on Twitter at Julian Council, where every single Friday I answer weekly Friday mailbag questions here on the show, either at me at Julian Council, DM me at Julian Council, or leave a comment on today's show or any of the shows on YouTube the rest of the week. Just make sure to say Friday mailbag and your real name. As far as programming the rest of the week, it is a holiday week going into Memorial Day weekend. I have, of course, another wedding I could go to, and I will be off. I've taken off time from work Thursday and Friday. So I'm going to still try to get you 5 episodes after that. I don't know. Monday, don't expect something. Tuesday, I'll probably get something out there. So I'm still going to try to get it 5 episodes. We are getting close to June, where we'll be back on our off-season mode, where we only do 3 episodes a week. So I'm still planning on getting you 5 this week, maybe only 4. Just going to let you know, just be on the lookout. That's why it's important to subscribe to all those platforms so you can check out the show. So got this one to you late on Monday, but I got it to you. Hope you enjoy it. And I'll get you something on Tuesday, likely Tuesday afternoon. And I'll find a way to probably record 2 in 1 day, 3 in 1, whatever I got to do to get them out to you, so you have them ready for the weekend as you safely travel to wherever you're headed, and enjoying the rest of your week, of course, here at the end of the month of May. So in the meantime, take care, be safe, keep pounding, and I will talk to you on Tuesday.